I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. More opportunities for West Virginia hunters who've always wanted to kill a bear. We'll talk a little more about it coming up right after this. West Virginia is your season ticket to memorable deer hunting adventures. With an abundant deer population, 1.5 million acres of public land, and liberal regulations, hunting opportunities abound. The season started mid-October with archery season, followed by buck, antlerless, and muzzleloader seasons. That adds up to 3 months of refreshing outdoor experiences in the beautiful West Virginia hills. 4 seasons, 9 chances, 1 destination, West Virginia. An odds-on favorite for deer hunters young and old. Visit our website, wvdnr.gov, for more information. Southern West Virginia is rapidly becoming the bear hotbed of the country. Yet again for 2004, hunters will have the opportunity to hunt 2 early weeks and possibly score a very big bruin. Chris Ryan is leader of the DNR's Bear Research Project.
They are pretty much the same as they were last year, with the exception of we dropped Nicholas County. But we did keep Kanawha Boone, Fayette, and Raleigh in that early season. So they have basically the same season that they had last year. And again, that was based off of the biological data that we collected from our monitoring slash research project. It starts on November the 1st and runs through the 6th for those 4 counties. And hunters are allowed to use dogs during that time, or they can't use dogs. I mean, whatever they want to do, but they are allowed to use dogs during that time. Then it also runs concurrently with the first week of buck season, which is November the 22nd through the 27th. And they're not allowed to use dogs during the deer season.
Ryan says research is showing them that the bears in the southern coal fields are numerous and enormous, and that is drawing in plenty of new hunters who might never before have considered going bear hunting.
It has definitely increased the opportunity and the number of people that would hunt down there, I would say. We have people coming from across the state and from outside of the state into those areas looking to take advantage of those opportunities. I mean, the number of bears that we have down there and the size of the bears is just tremendous.
For many years, that region was bereft of any wildlife at all, but the management efforts of the DNR have helped not only to reestablish a bear population, but to create a thriving one. And Ryan says there are differences in the dynamics from the typical West Virginia bear range.
Whenever we're looking at the age structure of the bears that we've caught down there, they're typically about a year older than they are in the mountains. You know, if you've got a bears in Randolph and Tucker, Pendleton County, up in that area, they're just not quite as old as those bears down there in Kanawha, Boone, Fayette, Raleigh, down in that southern coalfield region.
Research has shown that 80% of the females are surviving year in and year out and averaging 3 cubs a litter. And Ryan says there are no fears that additional hunting might turn that the other way.
If we just keep letting the population grow, then there will be more bears out there. And, you know, if the adult female survival, again, is over 80%, and they're kicking 3 cubs out each time, you know, you're not going to reduce the population that much. It's just going to keep continually to grow.
It's yet another unique hunting opportunity that we have here in West Virginia that other states can only dream about. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.